Proclamation number 7078 of 30th of March, 1958. Transience. Love life can lead to faith. Anyone who can decide to put aside the body's desire for the sake of spiritual success will truly be able to achieve it in a short time. For I will obviously come to his aid, for he begins to recognize his purpose of earthly life, and I will always stand by him so that he does not fall back into the whirlpool of the material world. But precisely this inner desire for constant success, the desire for imperishable possessions, has to awaken in him himself. It cannot be given to him from me, because this is already the decision of will which the human being should make on earth in complete freedom. My help merely consists of repeatedly making him aware of the transience of all earthly things in order to induce him to reflect, to search for that which is imperishable. But with many people even such indications are in vain, and the more they lose earthly, the more tenaciously they try to replace what they've lost, and spiritual progress is not achieved. However, people are not so different that a change in their aim direction would not be possible. All of them could come to the same result through reflection, because every human being also knows that at the moment of death he loses everything he has acquired on earth. But not every person thinks about what comes after death, and therefore he does not care for spiritual treasures, because he does not believe he will ever need them. And again, every person could believe if only he lived a life of love, for this every person can do even if he stands in the midst of the world and strives earthly. For as soon as he also has a heart for his fellow human beings despite material thinking, he would sooner or later also attain faith. He would nevertheless occasionally reflect on his purpose in life and its actual value. And so it is again and again love which leads to a change in people's thinking. And this is also my help, that I let the human being see the hardship of his fellow human being in order to stimulate his willingness to love. Admittedly, only a few of the materialists will feel touched and intervene to help, but it will not be to their detriment. The real ascent, however, only begins for the soul when he seeks to achieve more, something that satisfies him inwardly. Then his soul could already audibly announce itself. Then the spirit in the human being could already have an effect on his thinking, and the slightest attention towards those spiritual expressions will soon be rewarded, for the human being will also find what satisfies him more. Then I can obviously spring into action by sending him small truthful revelations in an unobtrusive way, through writings, conversations or mental influence, which will stimulate all his thoughts and urge him into further searching. Then he will have voluntarily taken the first step, and he can be certain that I will now come far towards him in order to only induce him to stay on the path he has taken. Nor do I want to win him by any means through coercion, otherwise I could truly easily produce another human race. But as soon as a small turn towards me has been made in free will, I can already reveal myself to the human being, yet always such that he will not be subject to any compulsion of will. Instead, he will only be quietly stimulated to take a stand on such revelations which do not seem outlandish to him, which merely move his thoughts. Yet I guard and nurture such a budding little plant, the soul of such a person, with all love and care, so that he will not be forced to do anything. With all love and care that it does not wither, that it develops and matures into a vigorous plant which can bear fruit which will no longer perish. But I will also again and again take care of those who are still completely immaterial thinking and whose only aim is only the world and its goods. I try the work of return on each individual, even if only rarely with success. And the surest means for this is precisely the proof of the transitoriness of earthly goods and earthly possessions and happiness. Only such evidence can be successful, and therefore events of all kinds will again and again shake people up and give them cause for reflection. But it is up to every person to draw his own conclusions from this. Every person will receive help from me, because this is the sole purpose of earthly life, that he detaches himself from matter and looks for a spiritual aim while he is still on earth. Amen.